You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not worried about David Bednar. I'm not worried about whether or not anyone at PNC Park has a right to boo somebody. I'm not worried about the ball club as a whole. So what really are we talking about here? Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Do you really need to hear that the Tigers won that game 5-3? Probably not. That's one of those that's just so tough to take. Not so much because of Bednar's blown save. Those happen. But when they happen, after you go through 8 innings of pretty much counting that W in your head, when Martin Perez is out there putting up 8 innings of one-run ball, that guy has been so far a real find for Ben Cherington. When Edward Olivares goes deep, not once but twice, further verifying some of the optimism that I'd expressed about him going back to late spring training and that opening series in Miami. And all of that just happens so smoothly, so systematically, only to go because of literally one individual. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And it's not going to be something that anybody shakes off. And maybe worse than any of that, it's already become one of those hot takes subjects on social media and so forth, where do you have the right to boo? How can you boo Bednar? He's a hometown kid. And that was magnified, obviously, by Rowdy Tellez stepping in front of Bednar as reporters gathered around his stall in the clubhouse and saying all of this.
This is the pride of Pittsburgh to everybody.
We don't do that out here. We're a good team. We're winning for a reason. We're going to get our man back on track. But what happened today is, I think, unacceptable. And we as a group in Pittsburgh got to be better. It's an all-star for a reason. And we just have to be better. So that being said, two-time all-star.
Now, don't take this Tellez stuff too seriously. I don't know how else to put this to you, but if you're seeing him as some sort of cavalry coming to the rescue of the beleaguered closer, you're going to have to trust me that Rowdy doesn't take himself that seriously. He does see himself as a leader. He's remarkably vocal and outgoing, unlike anybody who's been in that clubhouse in quite some time. But you could hear from his intonation there, he's keeping it light. He wasn't getting excessively heavy. He wasn't wagging a finger. And anybody who just reads what he spoke isn't going to get that. I'm telling you, get that. He's cool. But let's not take this whole day is what I'm saying, and magnify it into something more than what it was. It was one out of 162, just like all of the other games. It wasn't something that derails anybody or deflates the opening to the season, or, oh no, we could have been 10-2. I mean, listen to what you're saying if you say that. You know, 9-3 is something that absolutely every Pittsburgh baseball fan on the planet would have signed up for. Every single one. Not one person would have said, nah, I'm feeling more like 10-2. You know, you'd take 9-3. You would take it and embrace it and then go for long walks with it. This team is in a good spot. Let's not lose that over this outcome yesterday. If Bednar needs to, you know, go on the IL, get sent down, meaning obviously for rehab purposes, Colin Holderman, I think, will be the guy who comes up since Ryder Ryan was sent down yesterday to save enough bucks, I guess, for, like, I don't know, a hamburger or whatever. I think about the stuff that they do. Ryan got sent down yesterday. Holderman's going to come up today. So they saved paying one person one day at a big league rate. Just thought I'd throw that in there. But when this comes about, you know, Bednar is who he is. He's thrown strikes his entire life. He's never been wild. He'll find a way to get back on the horse. This isn't someone who's trying to overcome some long-term command inconsistencies. He'll be fine. Just needs to get healthy and needs to get probably more reps and more of side sessions and so forth than what was attempted coming out of spring training, which this is going to sound like 2020 hindsight, but there was a part of me that was wondering about that even at the time. It felt like he popped back near the end of spring training after not really throwing a whole lot of grapefruit ball. And then, boom, he's out there in Miami. And boom, he gets hit. And you're like, whoa. But then it just kept happening. And now that's three blown saves. He's got to sit for a while in some form or other. But look at these starts this team has gotten. Not just Perez. Go through the whole line. Even Mitch Keller seemed to find some equilibrium a couple nights ago. Look at the lineup. They're not all hitting. They're not all Wade Boggs, but they're getting enough runs. Probably should have had a bunch more yesterday that would have made all of this moot. But look, 9-3. Say it again and again, 9-3. Now they're going out on the road where they've already done some winning. It's cool. Everything's cool. When we come back, J1Q.
This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park.
Today's J1Q comes from Dante, who asks, DK, how should the Pirates proceed now with David Bednar? This question isn't to imply that I believe his 2024 performances portend or otherwise reflect on his skills. Even the best players have bad games. But what can the Pirates do to put him in the best position to get back on track? Dante, your question affords me the license to jump in with something that I'd hoped to address at some portion of this episode. So I'm going to start off here with this. I really didn't like leaving him out there like that. And I'm not just saying that because of the score or how many guys were on base or how many outs there were. I understand to an extent what Derek Shelton was trying to do. he sees that it's his closer out there. He needs this player this season, and he wants to give him a chance to get right. He's gotten right in the past, Bednar has, in scenarios that looked a lot like this, where all of a sudden David would start doing that. And you can picture this in your head, that climbing the ladder with the fastball. And then he would go 96, 97, and guys just couldn't catch up with it. They couldn't keep up with it. Well, it doesn't matter if you're spraying it. It doesn't matter. Nothing about anybody's arsenal matters if it doesn't come complete with command. And his most assuredly did not. But at the same time, look, on a couple fronts, you want to see Bednar get right. But how many times have I been mentioning now on this program in general that I want to see this manager manage to win the games that are right in front of his bleeping nose? I've not seen that, but for a small handful of occasions, and I'm talking about over the course of his entire tenure, one of those famously involved Bednar himself out at Dodger Stadium. Just win the game that's in front of you. Just say, look, he doesn't have it. Clearly doesn't have it. We'll find some other way or some other time to see what's wrong and get him right. But not now. You know, if the entire stadium can see that he's got nothing and that he's not going to get out of it, the manager's got to see that. If the entire stadium wants the Pirates to win that game more than anything else that's currently occurring, then the manager should want that. Not that the manager needs to follow the crowd's whims or whatever. I'm just saying that the manager needs to have that type of instinct. Now, to attempt to answer your actual question, Dante, I touched on this briefly in the opening segment, but the first thing that has to be determined, and I mean really determined, is his health. Bednar acknowledged after the game yesterday that the lat issue and the missed time in spring training must have contributed to his erratic start. And that's a good place to begin. Now, from there, the athletic trainers and the medical people really need to do work to find out if maybe he compensated for this or that, and if he does need to go on the IL. Or if he needs to go on the fake IL or whatever is required. But he's got to get right. And that's going to take some time. And I think it's going to take some minor league buildup. I get that he's, you know, built his resume. And he is not the kind of guy, you know, that you'd like to send to the minors in order to get that rehab, but got to do what you got to do. He doesn't want to go through something like yesterday again either. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. We're going to do another one of these tomorrow.